On this edition of The Arts Page, the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons hosts an evening of conversation, cocktails, and cinema. Stay tuned. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, in partnership with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, recently hosted the launch of the Trafficking in Persons Study and Database. This in an effort to shed light on the issues of modern-day slavery, which affects some of the country's most vulnerable.
Trafficking in persons is a global crisis. It is a multi-billion dollar industry that does not recognize geographic or political borders. It represents a very serious threat to law and order all over the world, including here in our beloved Jamaica. The government, through the security services and other agencies of the state, has sought to identify and prosecute those involved. As a country, Jamaica has been engaged in a relentless battle to disrupt this criminal activity.
State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. Senator Charles is urging citizens to speak up and report suspected cases of human trafficking and child labor. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says his team is working to sensitize residents in various communities about the reality and characteristics of the phenomenon.
I hope we will train at least 1,000 persons per month. And the idea is to bring in teachers, pastors, GPs, other community stakeholders to inform, train, and alert them as to many of the problems within our country. We're hoping that they will at least be able to inform the police to the possibility that there may be some amount of human trafficking in a home, in a club, or in some situation.
The evening of the launch also saw the use of music, the spoken word, and cinema to spread the message against human trafficking. There was also the screening of the award-winning feature film Sold, which tells the story of a 13-year-old girl trafficked into a brothel. Sold tells the story of a child whose name is Lakshmir in rural Nepal. She risks everything for her freedom after she leaves home in the mountains and is forced into a life of prostitution. Producer Jane Charles says the film was inspired by a novel published in 2006 of the same name.
It's a global bestseller by Patricia McCormick, who's written a lot of youth novels. And it hit us so hard when we read it just because it's one young girl's story about being trafficked between her village in Nepal to a brothel in India.
Lakshmir's parents, who thought they were sending her to work to maintain the family, agreed to release her in the care of a stranger. The child agrees to go with a strange woman with the hope of earning enough money to buy a tin roof for the family home plagued by the elements, especially during the rainy season.
Ah, there you are. I've been waiting. Ready? Bye. Are you excited? You will see so many new things.
The movie gives its audience a front row seat, offering a first-hand look into events that happen every day, where poor families are tricked into offering their children up as servants to the perpetrators who disguise themselves as concerned citizens, offering a way out of a life of depravity. Scenes of deception, abuse, and death permeate the film, much like it does the clubs, brothels, and homes where human trafficking is played out.
Jeffrey Brown, the director, and I decided at that time that we wanted to create this film as a tool for change on the issue of human trafficking, which was a $150 billion industry. It's in every country in the world. So we started out making several trips to India and Nepal to meet survivors, because even though it's a narrative film, we really wanted to get the story right. And then we shot the film, and since making the film, it's been an amazing journey because we've seen so much real impact happen.
Sold is the story of boys and girls, innocent victims who are forced into labor and heinous acts every single day. To join the fight against human trafficking or to report suspected cases, call the Ministry of Justice at 906-4923-31. Or toll free at 1-888 for justice. That's all we have time for on this edition of The Arts Page. Until next week, I am Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.